Like so many things in the modern army, chow halls are now called by an acronym, DFACs, short for dining facilities. By any name, they face a lot of challenges. This is a busy Fort Bragg DFAC at lunchtime, but it won't be as busy at dinner.
I'm going to get ham and cheese. Fries, please.
Sergeant Michael Mueller got those fries, a ham and cheese sandwich, and macaroni salad for lunch. He won't be back tonight, though.
Normally, I go off post. It's the end of the day, so it makes myself feel a little bit better about myself.
Maybe he'll go to a Subway or one of the other fast food places that cluster around the base. Soldiers in line with him say they'll hit a fast food place on post or cook up something quick on a stove in the barracks. Michael Williams is a senior civilian in Army logistics at the Pentagon who's trying to woo soldiers into the DFACs for as many meals as he can.
In order to do that, we must have a product that provides healthy and likable food choices, you know, that provides better service and is the soldier's preferred choice.
That won't be easy. Even though the DFAC is free for young troops living in the barracks, like Mueller, more and more often they're willing to pay to eat somewhere else. So the Army is trying to improve the appeal of the DFAC to today's soldier. The recent Army order talks about hiring food service consultants, developing new menus, and setting up kiosks and grab-and-go stores with extended hours. There's even talk of food trucks.
We want to offer that soldier options when, you know, he or she only has a few minutes here, a few minutes there. They're moving from one task to another. Because what you don't want is that you get off late at night and the only option you have is, you know, maybe a fast food place.
But at the same time that the Army wants to make the chow halls more attractive to soldiers, it also wants to achieve two other goals that might seem to run counter to the first. It wants to save money and make the food more nutritious. The order estimates that at least 14 of the 190 Army DFACs would close and at least 45 more would shrink. That and using military workers in place of civilian contractors would save tens of millions of dollars. In addition, the plans for new menus and recipes are intended to make meals not just more alluring, but also more healthy.
What I'm looking for as a commander is really what the soldiers need, not what they want.
Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, now retired and a member of the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, ran the Army's basic training. That job, he quickly discovered, included trying to figure out how to reverse what he calls SAD, Standard American Diet, to get recruits fit enough for combat.
And that's a hard psychology to sell to a bunch of 18-year-olds who say, What the hell are you talking about? I can perform just as well with cheeseburgers and french fries as I can with, you know, some of this healthy food. Well, no, you can't, really. You're going to wear out when you got more fat than protein.
Hertling and his staff started something called the Soldier Athlete Initiative. A key part of it is training young recruits to eat better. With that and other programs in the past few years, the Army has been trying to do more to encourage healthy eating. Chow halls now put color-coded signs up, red, yellow, and green, on the serving lines to show which foods are healthier. But even as the Army pushes healthy eating, it's allowing even more Burger Kings, Pizza Huts, and KFCs on bases. Hertling says that proliferation is part of a tough dilemma for the Army.
It certainly seems like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, but Installation Management Command can't go in the red. So when people are demanding those kind of things on post, unless America changes, you kind of want to have the same things that America has.
If the Army wants to pull more people back into the DFACs to give them healthy options, it could do a lot worse for a model than another DFAC at Fort Bragg, the one run by the 82nd Airborne Division's 2nd Brigade, home of the special raspberry vinaigrette, Mongolian grill, sushi bar, and hand-tossed salads to order.
Different appetizer kebabs. I did an Italian kebab last time. Italian.
That's soap. Specialist Megan Gonzalez, a cook, except here they call them chefs. The staff does a lot of the same things as its counterparts at successful civilian restaurants. They create signature dishes that generate word of mouth, offer specials for events, and just try to make diners feel almost like they're at home.
When I lived in the barracks, I didn't want to eat at the dining facility that I worked at. The food wasn't good, there was no variety, it was plain to taste, and usually cold. But so for here, we try to go the extra mile for the soldiers to make it worth their while to come and eat here with us.
The contradiction between all the fast food on bases and the Army's relatively recent push for high-performance nutrition is a touchy topic with Army leaders, But Gonzalez doesn't mince words.
We're competing with Pizza Hut, so we offer the unhealthier options. But at the same time, you can come here, have a little bit of what you want, and also the healthier side of everything as well. And they can get what they want at a good price, with also the fellowship that comes with coming together with your fellow soldiers.
The Army has really struggled to bring in diners on nights and weekends. But on Sundays, even troops living off base come to Gonzalez DFAC for its weekly miniature Thanksgiving. One typical Sunday, it served 800 people. And Gonzalez says the more often soldiers come in, the better the chance to influence what they eat.
We're trying to change the way that everyone perceives DFAC. We want them to see us as a restaurant and not just a chow hall. We want them to see us as an actual restaurant, and we want to offer them the absolute best.
And that's what the Army wants now from its chow halls. More, as it spends less. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.